I'm really, really excited to be celebrating one of our performing arts mainstays here in Metro Detroit. Planet Ants is celebrating 30 years of artistic expression in the heart of Hamtramck. It's going to be a two-day celebration kicking off this Friday at Planet Ant with a massive 30th anniversary variety show led by one of their great alumni, Jamie Moyer, who is currently in L.A. doing big things. You may have heard her voice on Bob's Burgers. You've definitely seen her in things before. And it's a good representation of the amount of talent that's coming out of Planet Ant today and in the past. And I wanted to talk about all of that as they get ready to celebrate that 30th anniversary on Friday with Mike McGettigan, a champion of comedy at Planet Ant and director of the Performing Arts Training Center there. Welcome to Culture Shifts.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So I love Planet Ant. I really consider it our second city here in Metro Detroit. You know, it's our stand-up comedy, our improv, our sort of heart of the city in the same way Chicago has second city. Is that fair to say?
I would say that that is pretty accurate for us. I mean, we are a performing arts mecca, kind of like you said. I mean, we've been around for 30 years now, which is kind of insane to somebody that's been coming there for maybe 20 plus years. And I used to drive by that weird purple building with the ant on the side and wonder what was going on in there. And it took me many years to figure it out. But once I did, wow. Yeah, there's so much.
Yeah, even from the aesthetic and the logo on the outside of the building, I too remember having those feelings of like, what is that place?
Exactly.
In Hamtramck? And it's really been a hub of improv, of course, but it breaks into a lot of different performing arts. For those who don't know about Planet Ant, let's open those doors and pull back the curtain. What exactly is this place and what's going on there?
Well, we are now a theater with several different stages. We have comedy, we have drama, we have stand-up, we have burlesque. We have all kinds of different performing arts, and they all kind of collide at once on all of our different stages. So at any given day of the week, you can see different shows that we are producing. There's a show called Match Made on Stage, which is like a live dating show, which is super funny and ridiculous. There's stand-up that happens in the back room at the Indie. There's drama. I just personally was in a original Sherlock Holmes play that just closed in the Black Box Theater, which is back in action. You might notice me, Ryan, with these nice mutton chops here.
Yes.
I still haven't had the heart to shave them away because, well, it's Halloween anyway, so I should have a good look.
Well, it's nice. Planet Ant opens in 1993. You're harkening back with your facial hair to an aesthetic that was popular back then.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it repeats itself as history goes on. So, yeah, Planet Ant has grown to encompass stand-up, and you've got the Ghostlight, this bar aspect to it, the Black Box Theater across the street, of course, the main hall, and for people that don't know, the calendar works like this. I mean, pretty much every night of the week, you guys have something being presented.
Absolutely. Yeah, every single night of the week. On the weekends, you know, we run our original comedies. During the week, there's a lot of specialty shows that you can come see. And one of the great things about the place is that we can teach you to do pretty much any of it. If you want to learn how to be better at acting, if you want to learn improv, which I consider one of the greatest skills we're never taught. If you want to learn that, that's something we do. We do it all. If there's something in the realm of performance arts, we're here to help you figure it out and give your voice to the city.
Yeah, a lot of people do improv. You know, it may not be something that they're going to commit the rest of their lives to or hope they end up in Hollywood, but they're using it just for communication skills
and
things that I know a lot of people end up taking into the workplace.
Yeah, I do a lot of corporate improv workshops around town. If you're listening, folks, I'll see you tomorrow. unnamed corporate workshop that I'm doing. But we do a ton of that. And we also work with our partners at the DCP and do all kinds of improv training in Metro Detroit schools as well. Improv is one of those skills that is meant to give you an insight in how to be a better human being, how to connect, how to listen, how to notice people. And all of the side effects of that is comedy. So it's, you know, it's naturally a funny thing to do and it's a lot of fun to do. People just wind up laughing the entire time they're learning.
What's one of the main tenets of improv? Yes, and?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and.
What is that?
So yes and means that you are not only agreeing with someone, but you are enthusiastically agreeing with them. So that means that you are not only saying yes, but you're putting your own spin on it and then elevating their other that other person's idea.
Which is just good for conversation. You don't want to end up in a conversational graveyard or have someone say, what can I do with that conversationally? You're leaving me in a rut, a cul-de-sac.
Conversational cul-de-sac.
Yeah, but
yes
and helps it keep going.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what it does. It keeps it going.
And there's something that really happens to our brains when we embrace comedy and improv. I remember talking to Mark Evan Jackson, who came out of Second City. I'm sure he spent some time at Planet Ant too.
He used to work for public radio.
Yes, he did. back in the 90s. And he started the Improv Project, which brings improv into schools, and I believe his wife does something with the University of Michigan where they actually did the research of saying, okay, let's quantify how this actually affects students. And the results were massive. They saw improved grades. They saw improved communication skills.
Yeah, so all across the board.
You're working at the training center. You have a lot of different people. Like, what are the biggest changes that you end up seeing from people that finish one of these programs?
Well, I have seen people come into our training center starting out shy, quiet, somebody that was kind of, you know, just inside themselves. And not necessarily even becoming a performer, but somebody that has a really tight-knit group of friends and is able to express themselves and able to create art with friends. It really makes people a lot more comfortable with each other in general.
And for Planet Ant, the training center, I'm sure, is a big part of the bottom line because this is a nonprofit.
Yeah, we are a nonprofit. So our training center definitely helps support all of the arts that we put on our stages.
We're talking to Mike Begetigan. He is with the Planet Ant, and we're talking about their 30th anniversary, which is fast approaching. You can find more information at planetant.com. It's going to be – the main thing really on Friday is the 30th anniversary variety show.
That's
going to be on the main stage, helmed by Jamie Moyer, who I love. She's been on the show before. I've had a chance to speak with her. She comes back to Detroit all the time, where she's originally from. And what's going to be going on Friday? Break down what this variety show is going to look like.
Well, I mean, like any good variety show, there's a big variety. It's a lot of different stuff. There's kind of just a sampling of a lot of different things that we normally put up on stage. There's some stuff that's from the archives, if you will, from the Planet Ant's past. There's all kinds of short little comedy things and some stuff that's being revisited by folks that haven't been on our stage in a while. We got out-of-town friends coming back to do some stuff and some surprises as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. Jamie Moyer is a great example of some of the alumni that's come out of Planet Ant, but there's other huge names too. I mean, Keegan-Michael Key is really credited as a supporter of it.
He was one of the first people that did something at the Planet Ant. I have the scanned program on my computer at home, a show called Praying Mantis that Keegan-Michael Key was involved in putting up. It used to be a little coffee shop, and then it transitioned into a theater because folks like Keegan-Michael Key were involved with it and wanted to have theater in Hamtramck, and they did it. And they did a lot of like traditional shows to start out, and then eventually transitioned into the what they called the Improv Colony. And there were some other folks involved with that, and they started putting up original comedies, which they wrote and directed themselves, got everything together for that. And then as the years went by, we had some more folks, some more big names that you might know, like Tim Robinson, Sam Richardson. Those are folks that I worked with myself on lots of different things down at the Planet Ant, a lot of good times down there. That's the thing that we do. We get people that are in Detroit, we get them into our doors, and we get them the opportunity to tell whatever kind of stories they want. You know, you want to create a show, you want to tell your story, whatever it is, we give you your voice and we teach you how to do it well.
It's really interesting to see some of the support that has come back from Keegan-Michael Key. I know he's helped financially with the facility. Sam Richardson and Tim Robinson, they had just put out a video saying happy anniversary to Planet Ant and thanking the theater for all that it's done for them. And that's where I'll kind of hand it off to you. You know, when you're talking about a performing arts center like this, that I very quickly will compare to Second City in Chicago, you know, make the case for why it is so important to have this as part of our cultural ecosystem in Metro Detroit.
That is a great, great question. For us, comedy and the ability to tell stories well on stage, it gives a voice to the regular working class people that live in the city and know this city and know who, you know, who they are as Detroiters. It's the ability to get the regular person to be able to have the ability to do comedy for the first time ever, maybe, on our stage. Or if somebody's an aspirational screenwriter, you get the ability to write a play and put it up. We have programs that take individuals through different things, like we have one program that I run that has one-act plays that get written by six individuals throughout the year, and they all help each other and support. And, you know, they get to do whatever they want with their time on stage, and they get their own story, whatever it is. And that, I think, is the thing that I love the most about Planet Ant, and it's the thing that really attracted me to the place right out of the gate when I discovered what it was, is that we get to be in control. It's not corporate. It's not super polished. It's not, for better or worse, sometimes. But, I mean, it is something that we as Detroiters own, you know. And that's the same thing that Second City did with Chicago. You had these people that were working class people. They loved comedy. They loved doing original theater. They loved doing stuff and loved telling stories. And that is exactly what we love to do at Planet Ant.
And it adds so much. I mean, you know, really, you're just beating around the bush. This is a bunch of weirdos and freaks getting mm-hmm. together to create weird comedy, stage shows that, you know, there's truly not a lot of money for the performers in any of this.
No. I mean, that's the thing about this country is that we have zero support for the performing arts. You know, all of the performing arts support is basically coming in. I like to call it a micro-budget theater. That's what we are. You know, we operate on a very, very, very slim margin. We have very, very tight budgets for everything that we do. But I think that the passion that the people bring to these things, it more than makes up for it.
I would agree with you, Mike McGettigan, who is one of the champions of comedy and improv at Planet Ant and also director of the Performing Arts Training Center. And when we talk about supporting, how can people support this grassroots micro-budget theater?
Well, I would say that, yeah, we love money, but you know what we love even more is you getting involved. And if you get down to the theater and if you want to do something with us, please do it. If you're the kind of person that you're at your job and they're like laughing at your jokes there and they're calling you the funny guy, and then then everyone else just seems like, you know, the kind of comedy that Carrot Top would do, get out of there. Come drive down to Hamtramck. See that weird ant on the side of the giant purple building. Park your car, get out, walk in the doors, and join us. Or just go to planetant.com/donate.
Yeah. Definitely go check them out this Friday for their 30th anniversary, a massive variety show. A lot of big name guests that are going to be dropping in, led by Jamie Moyer. I'm really, really looking forward to that. Mike McGettigan with Planet Ant. Congrats on 30 years.
Thank you very much.
You heard about it here on Culture Shift on WDET.